Jews believe that soul is eternal, soul never dies. But the soul is continuing to live in spiritual realms, not in the physical world, and this is why it is very painful for a soul that it cannot express itself in this world. The word reincarnation, the term reincarnation came to Christianity and Islam from Judaism, but what Christianity is calling reincarnation is not what Judaism is calling reincarnation. It's a completely different concept. It's the same term, different idea behind it. What do you call my soul? The question of reincarnation is hindering on that. When I am born, I am given a soul. Soul means certain amount of spiritual resources. Look at it as a full tank of gas. I am meant to utilize this full tank of gas on performing mitzvahs. And whenever I do a mitzvah, I use up some of this energy, some of this gas, and I use it on something which is spiritual. If I play soccer, and if I read newspapers just because I like it, and if I eat steak just because it tastes good, I'm not utilizing my soul. I'm not utilizing this divine energy of godly soul. When I'm given certain amount of this spiritual energy, if I'm given certain amount of the spiritual resources, this means that I'm expected to do this and this amount of mitzvahs during my life. If I'm a righteous person, I do that. If I'm doing everything what God expects of me during my lifetime, I do that. I utilize my entire soul. But unfortunately, not everybody around the world is fully righteous. I'm sure you've met a couple of people who are not. Have you? There are a couple of people here and there. I met one in my life. He wasn't fully righteous. But let's imagine this one person who I met in my life who is not fully righteous. So he has not utilized his entire soul. This tank of gas is not utilized by him. He has passed away, and God looks at his tank, hey, this tank is 3/4 full. He was supposed to do X amount of mitzvahs. He did only 1/4 of that. So this tank is 3/4 full. So what is God going to do? God cannot let a soul go to waste. God cannot just say, okay, forget about it. This mitzvah will never be done. No. God is going to take this remaining tank of gas, 3/4, whatever is left, and put it into a next body. And this is going to be the next person who is going to be reincarnated with this soul. So now, during my lifetime, whatever amount of soul I end up utilizing, quote unquote, is staying mine forever. It'll never be incarnated into anyone else. That's mine. That's it. I'm very possessive. It's mine. I'm grabbing it. I'm not letting it go. It'll never go to anybody else. Mine. Whatever amount of soul I end up not utilizing is going to go to someone else, and he's going to utilize it. Out of that, whatever he's getting, whatever he's going to be able to claim through doing mitzvahs, is going to be his. Whatever he is not going to be able to make his is going to go to someone else. So in other words, my soul in a larger sense is going to be incarnated into someone else. My soul in more narrow definition as the part of my soul which I utilized is never going to be transferred to anyone. God is orchestrating our life's experiences in a way that we are pushed in situations in which we can do the things that our soul did not end up doing in its previous body. Which means that, let's say, there was a person who was doing a lot of mitzvahs when it comes to helping other people, but he was not keeping kosher. So in his next life, he is going to be in a situation where he'll constantly have a choice between keeping kosher and not keeping kosher, and he will have to make a conscious decision and make an effort to keep kosher, to make up for what this soul did not do in its previous life. So whatever your soul is now, is this soul, the way it was in the previous person, adjusted for the things that he has already done. And that's why you are not the person who the soul was in before you. You are a different person. A human always has a choice. This is one of the main ideas of Judaism, that people always have choices to make. And my choice is between my godly soul's desires and my physical desires. My godly soul only wants godly things. My soul is always pure. There is the very first part of our Siddur, morning prayers, the blessings that we say in the very beginning of the day. One of the first things we say is Elokai Neshamash Nasata Bi Tahorahi, God, the soul that you have given me is pure. Now, a serial murderer in jail still says this prayer. You'll say, well, but he is a serial murderer. That's correct. He's a serial murderer. His soul is still pure. He is a murderer because he was not listening to his soul, because he was making choices not consistent with his soul. But his soul is still pure. His soul still wants what it wanted 10 years ago and 100 years ago. His soul wants only mitzvahs, but he was not listening to it. That was his choice. We look at ourselves. We always have this choice. Do I follow my godly desires or do I follow my physical desires? That's my choice. And everybody is always making those choices every single day. There's no person who's not making those choices. Every time it's on different level and different people have different challenges. So that's why we want to try to do as many mitzvahs as possible to claim as much of our soul as we can. You see, I am very possessive. I don't like when other people end up having things that I could have had that were belonging to me. I don't like when people take my stuff.